Last night, Pigs up by one run. A ball's hit to the wall and left. A lot of wind. Did you think you had it from the get-go?
Honestly, I didn't know. I mean, it was hit. Like you said, the wind was going pretty good from right field foul pole to left field foul pole. So I just went back there and tried to find the fence. And then when I found the fence, the ball wasn't exactly where I thought it was. It was back on my right side, but I was close enough. I think the key to that one was just trying to get back to the fence as quick as possible.
Yeah, and it was an amazing catch. Obviously saved potentially a double, maybe even a home run in a one-run game. And it seems like you've done a lot of that as of late. Really, all the outfielders for Lehigh Valley have. You know, early on this year, a couple plays you just missed, twisting and turning, that hit off the wall. You've made a couple of great catches. How's your comfort level at all three positions now that you seem to play them, you know, sporadically each night?
You know, I think it's good. You know, I think we do a good thing here. I think Brundy does a good job of letting all the outfielders kind of learn to play all three positions. I've never really played center field before this year, so getting, you know, just learning how to play that and move and, you know, be aware of hitters and stuff like that, I think it's good information to know, because you never know when it can come in handy. It's just the more positions you can play, the more valuable it is to yourself and to a team. So I think we do a good job of that. And, you know, I think as a unit, one, you know, all four or five of us that are out there, you know, we communicate well, we move together as a group, and it's, you know, it's a good group to play with out there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your comfort level in center field, because, again, first couple games made a little hesitant, but really, as the season's gone on, it seems like you've got a really good understanding of where the ball's going to wind up. How important is kind of knowing where to go to as opposed to just tracking a ball in center field?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important. I think center, more than the other two, you kind of, you have to pay attention to what's going on more than just, oh, here's the ball and catch it. You know, you need to know, you know, counts or how our pitcher is throwing certain hitters, or how hitters are, you know, maybe two strikes are trying to go the other way, or just stuff like, just pre-pitch, I would say, you know, anticipating where the ball's going to go is a lot more important than, you know, just getting out there and playing where it is. So I like that part of the game. I've always thought, you know, the smarts and baseball IQ of the sport has always been my favorite portion of the game. So playing center, that comes into play more. So I actually really enjoy it.
Let's talk about your offense, because when I had you on a TV interview earlier this season, you talked about some of the things you did last year to adjust. You had the back injury, you added the leg kick. Obviously, you've been very consistent from day one. What's the comfort level like with the swing, and where do you feel you are offensively in terms of tapping into your potential?
Oh, it's, I mean, I feel great at the plate right now. I think this is a, this is an easy lineup to be in right now. You know, everybody's hitting. If I'm hitting behind Ruff or Stassi, you know, I feel like every time I come up to the plate, there's guys on base, or we're hitting with a lead or something like that. And it's just a real, it's a real easy line to be a part of. And I think that shows with everyone hitting. I think, you know, the last month or so, everyone's been hitting really well. So I think I contribute to that, to everyone else hitting just as well. And it's a lot easier on me.
Now, I'm a little bit corny, as you know, but I get a little sense of smile, a little pride when I look the other day and see Cam Perkins' name in all the leaderboards, because now you qualify. Does a player ever notice that?
No, I mean, I look at the standings more than I look at stats. You know, I like to keep track because I want to win. I mean, everyone says it doesn't really matter right now, but, I mean, to me, every game matters. And if I'm out there, I'm trying to win every single game, and I want the other teams to lose because I want to be in first place. Who doesn't? That's why we play the game. So stats, not so much, but definitely I pay attention to wins and losses.
Let's talk about then wins and losses, because you were part of a team last year in Reading that obviously went within one game of winning the whole thing in AA, getting to the postseason. How does this team, with the walk-off wins or the kind of the comeback spirit, the fight, that deep lineup, the good pitch, how does this team stack up to a playoff team you were with Reading a year ago?
It's the same thing. It's the same mentality, you know. Last year was probably the most fun I've had playing professional ball. Like, it's hard to, you don't really see a minor league baseball team, a group of 25 guys that go out there and, you know, play unselfish baseball, and it's all about winning the game. You know, everyone tries to get their numbers, especially at the lower levels, and it's about development. And last year was the first year where I felt like, you know, when we went out there, it was business. We're going to do whatever we can as a team to win this game, and that's all that mattered. And that's the same thing going on right now. I mean, a lot of the guys came up, but even I just think the Phillies as a whole in the minor league system are kind of preaching that. And I think, you know, that's great, because at the end of the day, all that matters is if you win or lost the game. And I'm a big believer in that. So I think we're doing a good job of carrying that mentality this year.
Yeah, you seem to definitely be into tune of all these games. I got to put you on the spot a little bit. You know, seeing what you've done this year and seeing the development of Cam Perkins as a hitter, do you start to sense that, you know, maybe there's an opportunity sooner than later for you to get that dream and realize your chance of becoming a major leaguer?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, that's why we're here. Everyone here wants to go on up to the next level, but that's nothing that I can control. It's nothing that anyone of us can control. So you know, as of now, I want to help us win the championship here, you know, and if I get called up, then help them win games, or, you know, if even if I get sit down, help win it, Reading win games. It, whatever, all you can do is help whatever team you're on at that particular time win that particular game, and that's the way you have to look at it, because there's so much stuff that goes on off the field that's out of our control, and we don't really, that we can't do anything about if we think about it or not think about it. So I think the less you think about it, the better it is. Just keep doing what I'm doing, and, you know, good things will happen.
All right, last question for you. You said you'd do anything you can do to help a team win. At times, that means brewing a special pot of coffee before games. J.P. Arancibi is no longer here, but we do have a cover of Pork Illustrated coming out with you and featuring the coffee. You still making those pots of coffee?
Yeah, definitely. I stopped. It's not on the road right now because we've had some longer road trips and we had to fly and the Gwinnett and stuff like that. But at home, yeah. I still, you know, the demand isn't as much, but I definitely have guys asking for it still, so I still do it. And, you know, maybe it's helping me play baseball better. Maybe it's not, but, you know, baseball players don't like to jinx anything. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
And as long as that tip cup stays full, I think you'll be happy. Hey, keep up the great work. It's been fun watching you develop as the year's gone on, especially after seeing you a couple years back. And let's hope the Pigs continue to fly.
I agree. Thanks, Matt.